Hi, this is Scott Hunter, and today I'm on the On.NET show with Matt and Luke, and we're going to talk about polemming. Hey, we're back with Matt and Luke, and to talk more about polemming. One of the things, Matt, that I run into is, a couple years ago, we started thinking of building these guides for building more complicated .NET applications, especially cloud-based applications. So there's an architecture guide called microservices. If you go to dot.net, our website, you can find the guide up there. And we have an app we built called eShop Container, which has some front-end websites, it's got some back-end websites, it's got some microservices, it has a little bit of everything. And it's not too hard to pull the Git repo down and run it locally, but if I wanted to put that in the cloud, I have to go and either manually build a bunch of stuff in the portal, or as I said earlier, I don't know how I would actually build an ARM file to actually express that. But you were telling me offline that I could build like an eShop container object.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that I think is actually really exciting about Pulumi is by doing all of this stuff in a real language like C#, I can build these abstractions. So if you think about that eShop sample, I'm sure there's a lot of commonality, and like we have these microservices, and while the container that they may deploy is different, there's going to be many similarities about them, right? So if you can create an abstraction that says, okay, here's what I want a container to look like in my system, right? It's deployed into AKS in this way, it's got these configurations. Being able to build a library out of that and then share it with the entire development team or put it in the sample makes it very easy for people to sort of go spin these things up in a production sort of environment instead of just running it on the local machine. So I'm interested, Luke, in how I could go build one of those abstractions.
So you're saying I could actually have like an eShop class
that explains
my entire infrastructure, put that up into a NuGet package, and I would just tell customers in my eShop architecture guide, just pull this NuGet package down and run the tech to do an up on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep. No, I think that's exactly right. And it's one of those core benefits you get from kind of using a programming language, using the .NET ecosystem, all of these tools from C# to the .NET runtime to the NuGet package manager. You get to bring all these into your infrastructure as well. And I'll show a quick example of some of that. So, one example that we have here in the Pulumi examples on GitHub, for example, is this CosmosDB distributed application. And one of the interesting things about this application is, and I'll just uncomment these lines, is this application, if you look at this, what it's doing in the deployment here, it looks actually very simple, right? It's just creating these functions and creating these VM scale sets and then exporting some values out of those things. But internally, what these are actually doing, these functions and VM scale sets, they're doing a ton of work, right, to sort of create a whole bunch of things to deploy a function. And so in this case, I'm deploying an Azure function, so I'm deploying some code into an Azure function here. And in fact, I'm deploying the code that's just another .NET project right here, right? This is the app I'm going to deploy. But I'm going to deploy that using, all these different capabilities. The other interesting thing is that in this application, what I've done is I've used this new Cosmos app concept that I've created, which is another abstraction, which is a general idea of wrapping a sort of globally distributed application around CosmosDB. So I'm going to allocate one CosmosDB, and then I'm going to deploy my .NET app into however many different regions I want to, globally distribute that app, globally distribute along with its data, and be able to access those things. And so I took what would be very hard topology to create. So maybe this is the kind of thing you guys are doing in that example, but these really interesting, complicated topologies in Azure, I'm giving them really simple names, right? I'm giving them a Cosmos app, which abstracts away all the complexity of putting all those pieces together, making that a class. I could put this in NuGet by itself and ship that so people could go and use this Cosmos app class itself. And now all the resources to create that, I mean, look at all these things. There's a Cosmos account, there's a SQL database, there's a container, traffic manager, there's a whole bunch of these Azure resources that I need to stick together to ultimately deploy my app in this globally distributed way. So exactly the kind of thing.
Yeah, we would just build an eShop app. And then from that, in fact, I might actually go talk to my team and see if we can actually build an eShop app object that we could actually put into a NuGet and make it easier to actually try to deploy that thing to the cloud if you wanted to.
And now it's also, it's a CS proj file, so this is going to be something you have inside Visual Studio. You can get access to, you can get IntelliSense through this thing, you can understand how it's behaving. Much easier than if there was just a 5,000 line JSON file in the project, right?
Oh, yeah, and go change these couple of places in that JSON file to match your subscription.
Right,
good
exactly.
Luck with that.
Just being able to use like normal code navigation tools to jump between, this is actually a rather large, I think, application if you think about the infrastructure, right? It probably creates on the order of 30-ish resources,
yeah.
right? And so just being able to jump between, oh, I saw that Cosmos app, let me see, what is that,
right.
go into it, is really cool to see sort of some of the power that you get when you leverage a real language.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And, you know, and you get the type checking and IntelliSense and all these other things to sort of make it just more productive to work with this thing. You have more confidence as well. And, of course, because it's just code, you can also test it, right? So, you know, how often do you test your ARM templates, right? I mean, a lot of folks really aren't testing these things,
right.
even though they're super critical parts of your deployment. But when it's code, it just feels so much more natural. I can use my existing sort of .NET testing tools, and I can just test that these components are building the stuff I expect them to build. So we can bring a lot more of these software engineering capabilities in, not just the ability to create abstractions like this class here, but a lot of other tools we can bring into this environment.
Awesome. Thanks for showing that, Luke. I want customers to go out and try Pulumi.com now. And thanks for joining the On.NET show, and see us next time.